Melinda, was that your voice?
Yes, I had a question. Because one thing that's kind of nebulous to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but to me, or if you could clarify, I'd greatly appreciate it. The thing that bothers me is that I'm hearing this thing, constituency. And so what I'm wanting to know is this, how would you, I mean, first of all, how would you define a constituency? And what I want to know is if we had somebody who was just a real stinkerini, would this preclude us from being able to, shall we say, distance us for ourselves and completely dissolve the membership of the person because they represented, in quotes, some nebulous group they could call a constituency?
Well, my own view is that in the case of a member of the LSV, the constituency is to some degree the voters who place that person on the LSV. That is to say, a constituency is not an organization or a neighborhood or something. When I use the term, I'm just thinking of people who voted to place that person on the LSV. And then the question comes up, are the voters who place that person on the LSV disenfranchised for a year when their interests have no voting member representing them? So constituency to me is not like, as I say, it's not a group or a neighborhood or a political faction or something. It's just the voters that put them there.
Can I, this is Rena. I got on the stack
also,
yes, on the same issue.
Mm-hmm. Also, if I might ask, would that not? What if they were to make it so that the other people's constituencies were not represented because that person was such a, let's say, they created such hassles in the board?
Yeah, well, as I say, we didn't go into the merits, and I think most of us believe that LSVs can discipline members. The question is, can they, in a sense, permanently disenfranchise the voters who place them? But how long does the discipline go? That was one consideration I think the committee had, that is it possible to indefinitely disenfranchise the voters who place someone on a LSV?
Yeah, before we get into a discussion of this, I just wanted to remind us that we're not going to argue the merits of the case again. This was just a report on the status of the
year's right.
merits, which have been referred to the coordinating committee, is it? Or the governance committee, I forget which.
I'm trying to find it.
It was referred. It's out of our hands, and I think the question for us is whether we wanted to do anything else about it.
Serena, thank you. In fact, when this committee first raised the idea of bringing a motion, I think at that time I pointed out that it was not within the purview of this committee, that it had already been referred to the governance committee and been reported on to the PNB, which had itself voted to uphold the decision. So this whole exercise wasn't a very good use of committee time. But on the issue of whether or not one individual represents any voter, I thought that we understood that the beauty of the beauty of the voting mechanism that we were using was that, in fact, it allowed someone to choose more than a single representative.
Yeah, I'm going to interrupt you here because we're arguing the merits, and that is exactly what we don't want to do.
No, I was actually trying to offer clarification because I don't think anyone really addressed Melinda's question.
I think the question also took us off topic, and I think we need
to
work on the status of this. And if we know where it is, the only question is, do we want to, if we knew exactly where it was, we might decide if we wanted to do anything else.
Well, the status is that this committee was reminded by the board that that matter had already been referred to the governance committee and had already been addressed.
This committee was given the charge by the PNB.
We're not
opinion, which we did.
You're confusing two issues. Not discussing the PFW situation. When you get to that, I'll be happy
That's
to tell
exactly
you what I
remember discussing.
Happening there.
That's exactly what we're discussing.
No, we were discussing constituencies and representation based on suspension.
Yes. All right. The final status? Does anyone have a final status, or are we still?
I'm still looking through my notes. There were several pages about WPFW and all the votes about that, and I know we took up the next issue.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we did.
I should leave the line and get let me leave the line and,
the
get,
are
and get some a document that I have that will help, I think.
All right,
just
thank
temporarily.
You.
I'll just leave the line temporarily.
Thank you.
Okay.
So
I don't think we dealt with the next thing. The whole, almost everything was about WPFW.
On my recollection was that all three were referred somewhere, and the question was what effect that would have on our, whether we wanted to wait and to see if they were dealt with or pass further motions on that. But we'll wait for Dawn. While we're waiting for Dawn, does anyone object to moving on to the next item and taking number five when he returns, or shall we?
Well, we can move on.
Let's move on to that then. The teleconference work group, I was, as you recall, no one was able to convene that teleconference. Terry said that he was unable to, Serene was unable to, Mary is unable to, and those were the three original conveners of that teleconference. I was going to appoint someone to do that, but no one else seemed interested. Unless there is no one, anyone on the call tonight who would like to, in fact, volunteer to convene that teleconference, I'm going to move that we cease efforts to convene a staff teleconference from those two stations until we're requested to do so by members of those organizations.
Actually, this is Serene. I get on with that.
And is that open for discussion then, Serene?
I don't recall ever having said to you that I couldn't do it, so I'm not quite sure whom you're quoting there.
Let me clarify that, if I may. We passed a motion at the meeting and put out a call and emails, and I sent, I think, two emails to you and did not get a response.
I think that's what Terry had said, actually.
Yeah.
He was the one that didn't get the response.
Right.
At what meeting are you referring to, Carolyn? Because I've never made such a statement, and I've not been on a call.
No, you didn't make such a statement. We put out, we passed a motion and put out a...
Terry said that.
A request. I put out a meeting.
Mm-hmm. I saw the minutes of 5:21 posted this afternoon. I don't recall seeing any motion indicating any motion between that last meeting and this meeting about it. But at any rate, my statement was that New York stood ready to go ahead with the conference, had in fact offered a series of dates, that we had had some difficulty getting in touch with the folks in A. I'd actually made contact with one person who said that they were trying to work on some stuff with their IGM, and I've not been back in touch with her since. We've not been back in touch with each other, I should say. But I would assume that they are still, you know, they're still a union. They should still be considered. I just think as a matter of getting useful information, not to mention, you know, a modicum of respect, that before you set out a bunch of rules that affect staff, you actually have a discussion with them. I don't know.
We thought so, too. That's what we were hoping. Yeah, good.
And if I may, Mary, if I can give you a call after this, maybe you have phone numbers that I don't have or something, or we can, since you're out there, maybe you can make some arrangement to get in touch with some of your folks directly. I know people get swamped with emails, so, and if they don't recognize the name, they may not even open the email to see what it is, you know, with all the kind of stuff that people like to send around. So I'll call you later, and we'll see what we can do about getting some contact there. But in New York, we're ready.
Okay.
Well,
great.
I think Terry's point was that it hadn't happened, and he had not been able to do that. I think that he had not, he reported, in fact, that you were not able to. And Mary had said she couldn't take it on. So I think that what happened was that we agreed that I would appoint a convener to do this. And as I say, for lack of interest, I have not done that. If you're willing to take that up again, then I'll withdraw the motion. So can you, Serene, you're going to try and reconvene this, and you'll report at the next meeting on whether or not you've had any success?
I just indicated that and said I would talk to Mary tonight. After this call.
Okay.
Mary, is that agreeable to you? At one point you said you were not.
No, but I could
able to do that.
Let's see what we can. In the meanwhile, the member discipline thing, I did find that in my notes, and that the member discipline motion was referred to governance by a vote of 10 yes and 7 no.
So we are waiting for governance, as I recall.
That's what happened on that. It's just taken me a while to pour through my notes because.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's right. That is
definitely
true.
The case.
Now, in one of those committees, someone said that there was actually a work group dealing with the issue with the Elections Committee, but the Elections Committee had never heard of it. Do you recall which issue that was? Whether it was the elections or the...
That was the bylaws revision.
Oh, it was the bylaws revision?
Yes,
no,
yes. That happened last year.
No, this was something, one of these three. Someone said that there was a work group.
My recollection is that there has been difficulty in LSB elections in several signal areas, and that there's a group working on policies, procedures, standardizing elections for LSB in all signal areas. Is that the one you're referring to?
Could be. That was... I don't know that there was a group. There was a group working on the timelines in, I believe, the governance committee, perhaps coordinating, I think, Lydia, but I don't know what
that
became
was
of that.
Year.
That was something, that was something else.
But you know, I do have some input here, not a motion, but just my impression. My impression is, after the New York meeting, that the issue of member discipline and the issue of the WPFW election is they're not two issues that this committee should at the present time spend much time on vis-a-vis the responsibilities that we have toward helping make the elections go well and working with less. My impression from the votes at the PNB on both of these motions is that our elections committee is not going to make much forward movement on these two issues, and that what we as directors need to do is to put pressure on the committees that were given the responsibility. The governance committee needs to actually be pushed to deal with this, because it's not as though that was referred to them just to bury the issue, especially around member discipline, but that we probably are not the committee that will have too much effective work around these issues in the immediate future.
Point is well taken. I think I agree with that, and since it has been referred, now the transparency of meetings question.
I'm looking for that.
That was.
I don't see that we ever dealt with that.
We did not.
I think you're correct.
Because the meeting, we took up number three first, and that was the vote I just reported to you, and then we took up the WPFW issue. We extended time a bunch of times to get through that, and that's the one that was ruled out of order. And.
I think Sarv was chairing it.
Sarv, yes, it's correct. Sarv, looking at it here, he ruled that out of order. But then there was a lot more discussion, and there were substitute motions, but we never got to the transparency motion. As far as I can see, I could read a little further, but I think...
Well, just as well, because I think the next item on our agenda, the unfinished business, is, in fact, the correcting... the language on that, which means we will have to resubmit it to the PNB.
Oh, let's
see.
We postponed. Excuse me. We postponed anything else until tomorrow, and then, of course, on Sunday we never got to anything. That's what I see it here now. Bela Forest, however he says his name, he did that.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Well, that moves us right along then, Don. Unless there's something else you think we need to do.
No, I think that's it.
Okay, thank you. The next item, then, is unfinished business, and that's a motion to amend the report to include the following text. I erroneously included text that had not been amended. The amended text is underlined. Resolved that the Elections Committee recommends that the PNB direct that notice of all PNB and PNB committee meetings with agendas if available. Excuse me? Be posted on the websites of each station as early as practical. That the minutes of those meetings be posted on the Pacifica.org website as they become available. And that each station also provide a web page listing past PNB and PNB committee meetings with links to their agendas and minutes on the Pacifica.org site. And that is the corrected motion.
The part that's underlined was left out, you see.
That's right.
And then the erroneous thing follows. The motion just simply skips that line. If you look at the election committee meetings, and it was supposed to say the elections committee recommends that it's supposed to have plugged that in, and it just got chopped out.
Yes, yes.
That was all.
So it was a typo, and technically I guess we can vote on that. If there are no objections, I'll just send that correction to
Can I just ask for a clarification?
Yes.
And I wasn't on the call on 521, so perhaps this came up. Instead of asking that each station have a page with those links, why not simply ask that each station have a link to a page on the Pacifica website that will provide that? Instead of six people doing a page, just have a page on Pacifica.org that provides that information, with each station then just providing a link to that Pacifica page.
Mary Bird, I could
Mary?
Speak to that.
Yes.
Well, one reason is, I mean, this was something that Terry crafted. It was his language, and it's what passed. And all that what happened was a sentence, a phrase got lost in the, you know, out of the computer
in the
final
report.
But I think, personally, it makes sense the way it is, because we don't get, Pete Caracas is really overloaded. And he's trying to do all these things. He doesn't have enough help. He sounded so desperate at the PNB. And if we just say, have it on the site, it's not going to happen. It's not going to be there necessarily. And each of the stations, they need to have control of their own and put it up, because they're the people that want to see their own stuff primarily. You know,
these are the PNB and PNB committee meetings.
Yeah,
we're asking five people around the network to do the same, exactly the same work.
Well,
that doesn't seem very,
It did make sense to me, and I did support it, but like I say, it was Terry's language, so I thought it made sense to have, it's better to have some redundancy than have nothing at all. And if we don't back each other up, then things fall in the cracks and don't happen at all. But that's just my thinking, and I wasn't the maker of that language. So, but it passed without any objections. So to change it, you would have to go back and...
Well, okay, let me ask why, if it passed and the chair just made an...
The chair didn't. It was probably me that made the mistake.
You
know, somehow copying the PDF and translating it into something and so on... or maybe Terry, I don't know who made the mistake. But
okay, but if there was an error in terms of the motion that was sent to the PNB, why is the motion needed to correct an error? The motion, in fact, passed.
Yeah,
so it's
correct.
Just a notice
in the correct form. It passed in the correct form.
Right, so all that's needed is a notice to the committee that that someone made an error in transmitting the motion. The language that passed was not the language that was sent, and the correction will be made. I don't understand why that's a motion for us here tonight.
My understanding was that Terry wanted this put on the agenda, which we did.
He did ask for it.
And that is
as a motion on which we must vote?
Well, is there any objection to this
There's
motion or to...
I think procedurally, I'm not a Robert's Rules master, but it doesn't make sense to me. If the correct language already passed, it's just a matter of correcting what is, in fact, a clerical error.
Mary Berg here on the staff.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think what it was, Terry didn't realize, he didn't realize it was nothing but a Scrivener's error. We had some correspondence going back and forth about it.
I see.
And I think when he asked to have it be a motion, it's because he thought it was like maybe somebody else's motion, or I don't know what, because he had to leave the call when we voted on it, and then he comes back and looks at this thing, and he sees it's not what he sent, and it seems to be less transparent and more restrictive, because he was going over it with a fine-tooth comb that only his interpretation of it. It took me a long time to get this, Serene, because I couldn't figure out what his problem was, frankly,
but
when I went to look at it, the way it read without that little phrase is that the election committee is asking that only its agendas and meetings get posted. And that's what upset him, and he wanted to make sure that we didn't pass a motion like that. He wanted to know what we actually passed. What we actually passed was the full Monty, the notice of all the P&B and P&B committee meetings, not just the election ones, be posted like that.
So I think he really wanted it
to be a motion now at this stage, but I mean, just my...
Well, is there any objection to leaving it as a motion and passing it?
I would abstain because I would like to abstain. I think it's unnecessary, and I don't think it was his intention. I mean, he's not here. I don't know. But
yeah, we're just doing it. We're trying to...
Mary, then, do you want to call the roll?
Sure. Okay.
There's an objection.
You have an objection, right? Okay, so...
Well, this is Harrison. I think maybe I should say something.
Please.
And maybe this is a question to Don. Maybe it's a whole lot of questions. I don't know. One thing, it seems to me, I think the Elections Committee is an ad hoc committee. Is that true?
No. We're a permanent committee now.
Oh, okay. I'm concerned that I think that given how the PNB responded to our last motions, that they're going to think that this is a governance issue as well.
What are you referring to, Harrison?
The fact that the member discipline got referred to governance and that the WPFW elections motion was ruled out of order. And I'm just wondering if we aren't, you know, diminishing our credibility here by stepping outside of our purview again.
Are we not talking about the same thing right now? We're on the resolution.
Yeah, I see
that the Elections Committee recommends.
Right, and I think his point is. Sorry. Let me get on the stack.
Let me get on the stack. This does feel to me like a governance issue. I mean, I can see how we can make an argument that this has to do with elections, but basically I really think it is a governance issue. And I think I mentioned that before, and I'm just wondering if the best thing we can do is just sort of put this under the table and try to get the governance committee interested in this issue.
I'm afraid it's too late for that. We've already passed it. It was in our report and sent to the PNB. So unless someone wants to rescind it, that's another issue.
I'd like to hand this back, too.
All right, let me just get that going here. Someone shuffling papers in our ear there. Thank you. Sorry, now, who wanted to be on the stack? Serene?
Don.
Mary? Harrison? Had you made your point? I wasn't quite sure. I understood.
Yeah, just a little bit of follow-up. Does this mean that the bylaws have been amended to include the Elections Committee as a standing committee, or did something else happen I don't understand?
They didn't have to be amended. It was a vote that was taken in June of, 2004, was it?
I think
it was here in Berkeley.
It was last year, wasn't it?
Well, it was in Berkeley. It was when they were in Berkeley,
mm-hmm.
whenever that was. And I know it was in June, so it was either last year or the year before. And and our motion was to make it a standing committee, and the reason they didn't do standing committee is that it was some arcane thing, but it was made a permanent committee.
Oh, I see. Okay, right.
Only needed to be done by board vote, and they did vote without.
Okay, yeah, I get it now. Thank you.
So we've been a permanent committee ever since. We're not ad hoc for the last We've come alive here, Harris.
Well, we're not quite a standing committee, I guess.
No, we're just sort of squatting, but we're we're in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess mine is mostly a point of information. I do agree with Harrison that this clearly is not an elections issue. It's a notice issue, which is a governance issue. So the committee is, again, spending time on things that aren't our responsibility. But I'm asking a question procedurally as a point of information. I would like us to repeal this motion because I think that it is not the best use of staff time and additionally not the purview of this committee. So my question is about notice, since in fact this is an amendment to something that has already been submitted. What in fact would be the parliamentary procedure?
You give notice, and then I believe you need... Yes, Mary, go ahead.
I think that without prior 7 days' notice, it would require a supermajority, that is a two-thirds majority, and now where I'd have to go back and check is, do the people who voted for it have to be the ones who bring it? There are two kinds of ways of rescinding a motion.
No, I think that reconsideration thing only applies if it's done in the same meeting. And I guess my question is that since we're being asked
to
vote on...
It would have to be a supermajority, for sure, because we don't have 7 days' notice about
it. Yes.
Okay, but in the event where we're voting on forwarding something that was voted on in actual fact but not reported correctly... I don't know where the notice requirement kicks in on this, but I'm giving notice now, and I'd like to know if there's a better way to do it.
So
giving notice that what?
You'd like to rescind it, yes.
Well, I think if your problem is that it's not the best use of staff time, rescinding it certainly isn't the best use of our time, but since it was a Scrivener's error, and your first point was that it didn't even need a motion, so mm-hmm. I do think that this is a bit dilatory, Serene.
No, not at all, Carolyn. The motion, if approved by the PNB, would have five people around the country spending time doing the exact same thing as opposed to linking to a central place where one person does it. So that is an ongoing misuse of staff time. This committee, in fact, I think made a mistake in taking it up, and someone made a mistake in then transmitting the information. So... Yeah. It's
well, would
an
you
hour
like to amend it
one thing
to reduce the amount of time?
I asked about that, and I was told that I couldn't, in fact, just amend it because it already passed.
That's right.
You may
so that was my question, my whole question. That was my question. The question was, how do I go about fixing it, since I believe it's inappropriate on several levels?
Carolyn, I'd like to be on the stack on this.
Yes,
Mary Burke, I had a point of information.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, I want to clarify. Serene, you said you were giving notice that you wanted to do that. So you're giving notice now that at the next meeting you intend to bring a motion to rescind? Am I understanding you correctly?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not getting any...
He's not here now, and he's...
And he knows Robert's rules, so he would probably be able to answer the question, but in the absence of any clear information about what the best process is to fix the problem, I am giving notice to preserve that right.
For the next meeting, but you're not trying to do it now. Okay,
Well, apparently I can't do it now. Apparently it can't be amended.
It could be, I think it would be wise to... Okay, well, I'm not... That's a task. I just had a point of information. But okay, so you're giving notice that you reserve the right to rescind, to bring a motion to rescind at the next meeting. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, then, mm-hmm. there, that's...
Ted?
We're clear on that.
I don't want to get into the Robert's rules of this thing, but I do, as the person who introduced this thing in the first place, before Serene decides that she wants to do this, I would like to point out a couple of things. One is that in my efforts to try to discover the work done by various committee members throughout this foundation, I have found the website of Pacifica to be largely inadequate. And I just want to say one more thing, and that is if you can't view the record of the people who serve on this in this body, it strikes me as being an election issue, because then you can't see the kind of work they've done. You don't know what their voting record is, what the whole history of their involvement makes it impossible for a voter, if they want to go this far. And I think that people may want to go this far when issues are raised in a campaign to say somebody is doing a good job or a bad job, to go back and look at the record of what someone has done. So I think it is an election issue. If we have to get into the issue of jurisdictional disputes about what is election committee and what is not.
Well, I think we can vote on this at the next meeting. Notice has been given to rescind.
Well,
and,
notice of intent to bring a motion to the next meeting to rescind.
Right, right. And I have to say I'm sorry to see that, because I thought that the motion was really in keeping with our push towards more transparency rather than less. And I'm sorry to see that.
I'm sorry, point of personal service. Carolyn,
yeah.
I agree with the concept. I just think we're going about it all wrong. And I also don't think it's the work of this committee. I think that this can be accomplished, but I don't think you simply reach into, you know, everybody else's pot just because you don't think there's enough happening in your own. There's plenty happening in our pot that we need to handle.
I take objection to that
like
language
to
and to that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Mary?
Yeah, the maker of the motion, I'm glad that we're going to be dealing with the possible rescission of it next time, because the explanation for this particular language should really be coming from the person who made the motion. We should be hearing pros and cons, and we cannot hear both sides of this issue unless the person whose issue it was, whose language it was, is there to speak about it. So I think we should simply move on at this point. We're not going to deal with it tonight. We just agreed that we're not.
Mm-hmm.
And without Terry here, we're only speculating and guessing. And we could be saying why we voted for it, but we can't be speaking to why he chose that language. And Serene is questioning the language, the particular mechanism that Terry chose, which we all agreed to. So I would just like to move to the next item without any more. We're not going to take any action on it tonight.
Point well taken.
I just got one problem.
I have a point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, Harrison. Go.
Sort of a point of information, but I'm afraid that if we just have notice for rescission, that it won't be possible to amend this motion. Is that true or not? If it is true, I'd like to give notice that I may want to amend this motion.
Well, once it's rescinded, you can do anything you want. If it passes, then it's rescinded. If we don't rescind it, you want to give notice to amend it if it's not rescinded? Is that what you're saying?
No. My point of information is if we discuss rescission of the motion, will motions to amend the motion that we're rescinding, will they be in order?
I believe so. Once a motion is on the floor, it can be amended. Is that not correct?
Well, we can certainly.
I'm not sure.
We can't amend it now. That's for sure. We can.
Harrison, no one knows the answer to your question. Maybe accept your notice and settle it then. Don.
Well, yeah, this can be handled separately. I mean, I'm not supporting the position that it should be rescinded, but if it were, then the floor would be clear and a new motion with different wording could be introduced.
Right.
I do want to point out that, as I understand Terry's idea here, each of the webmasters at stations would not be called on to do much work except to receive from the secretary of the PNB and from committees announcements and minutes, and they would simply post those in an appropriate place on the website. So I don't think it's a huge workload that each of the websites at the five stations would take on. It would be really the work of secretaries and chairs to put that out. But it seems to me that at our next meeting, we could have a motion to rescind. We could have new motions. My own view is that this is appropriate for the committee to consider. So, you know, I could come in with a motion as well. I mean, so I think we should just place that on the next agenda.
Yeah, and for now, I think we should. I would like to just move to the next item.
Well, I just want some clarification here. Serene's point may be well taken that since it's a Scrivener's error, it does not need a motion, and so perhaps I should just notify the Secretary of the PNB that there needs to be a correction.
Actually,
to our report.
That would. Madam Chair,
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Serena has now said, she said that initially, then she said she wants to have intent to bring a motion to rescind. And once she has stated this, there will be a motion to rescind, or she reserves the right to bring such a motion.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more we should do now with it. And the PNB is going to do nothing with it, believe me, because they are already so backlogged.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to take up this motion on their next telephone conversation. That they're not going to do.
Well, it was on the agenda of left items. But
we're postponing it because the maker is not here to even speak to him. So all the rest of us are just guessing.
They have some other brands that have indoor brands.
Melinda, could you mute your phone?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Conversation. That's all right.
I want other brands, too.
Thank you. All right. So I just hate to leave it there uncorrected. But
yeah.
We'll look into that.
It's there, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. All right, well, the next item then is the new business discussion of priorities for this committee. And we have been postponing prioritizing issues. I think the only one that I knew that we had was the manual guidelines, and we have not set up a group or a process for dealing with that.
I have a quick point of information.
Yes.
It's 11:07 on the East Coast. What time is this meeting likely to end? How much time has been allotted for this last segment?
We didn't allot times on this, as you noticed on the agenda at this time. There were no times and no set agenda, so I think we'll continue until people want to do otherwise.
Okay, I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn is on the floor. Are there any objections?
Yes, I would object.
All right, can we take a vote, please, Mary?
Okay. We never actually voted on that.
And could whoever is doing dishes please mute themselves?
And they've got weird dishes. They should get new dishes. Don't make that kind of noise.
Thank you.
Okay. LaVarne, are you there? Okay, I'll come back to her. Don, this is the motion to adjourn. Don White?
No.
Okay. Ted Weisgau? Ted?
I pass. Oh.
Okay. Harrison?
Oh.
Did you say no, please?
No, I pass.
Oh, you pass. Okay. Who's the next one? Okay, Deb Shafto. Deb? Hello?
Deb?
Maybe she's muted. Well, I'll come back to her, too.
All right.
Pound one to unmute.
Okay, Serene?
Yes.
Okay, Richard not here. Melinda, are you still here? Did Melinda leave?
She muted herself.
Okay.
I unmuted.
Good.
So, sorry about that. You didn't need to hear me talking to my baby cat.
You might have needed to.
As far as I'm concerned, ironically enough, this is the one time I really don't care because I'm going to be not going to work tomorrow.
Well, you have to then, you know.
So the answer
what is it? Apathy and
adjourn.
Indifference? What, why aren't you voting or you're passing or you're abstaining?
I'll pass. I'm sorry about that.
You're passing. Okay.
I'm tired.
Okay. Now, it's up to Carolyn then.
No.
Okay. And Berg votes no. So I go back to LaVarne Williams. Are you there? LaVarne?
No.
She didn't say she was leaving.
No.
Okay, well, Ted Weisgall, are you passed? Are you there now?
Yeah.
Ted
Weisgall. No.
Huh?
No.
You voting no? Is that correct? Am I hearing you right?
You are.
You said that. Okay. Harrison Weil.
Abstain.
You're abstaining. Okay. Deb Shafto, are you there? Deb? She's been on and off, so
mm-hmm,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll try her one more time.
She was having trouble.
And Melinda, you passed, so.
Actually, you know what? I'd vote no with the understanding. I think I'd like to just set a limit on this.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you're no with limit, and then we'll move to that after, I guess. Okay. Now, Carolyn voted. I voted. Okay, here now. Laverne?
Deb.
Deb, okay. Do you vote to adjourn, yes or no?
Oh, maybe somebody left instead of came on.
No, Deb just got on.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, I just heard her say.
Oh, no, that was me. I'm sorry. I should have been quiet.
You said Deb?
I was thinking it was Deb, yes. I thought it was Deb.
Oh, Deb, are you there? Okay. Well, I can't go on asking the same people all night, I guess. Okay.
No, let's move on. I think
we'll have to move on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no, 1, yes, and 1 abstention. So we don't adjourn.
What is information?
Okay, I'm gonna need to say goodnight. It's 11:15 here.
Mm-hmm.
Green Hope, for just a minute, would you please?
No, we were going to set limits. I think Melinda suggested.
Point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
Why did we not approve the correction text of the motion regarding the posting of stuff when it was accurately portrayed in the agenda of tonight's meeting?
Because Serene brought a motion to rescind.
What does that have to do with correcting the minutes to reflect what we did?
Good question.
Point of order. Point of order.
Excuse me.
That's already been corrected.
I'm still speaking. I thought it took precedence, the motion to rescind.
Madam Chair, point of order. We've already tabled this until the next meeting.
Excuse me. I'm answering a member's question.
Folks, I'm going to have to say goodnight. It's 11:15 here on the East Coast.
I
have to be up early. So, I'm sorry?
We thought you had already, yes.
No, she just...
Ted asked that I stay on the line to hear his point, but his point is about something that I thought we'd already addressed and agreed to table twice. So, with all due respect, I'm going to sign off. Have a good evening, everyone.
Okay, good night.
Okay, good night.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Ted?
It strikes me as it's hard to rescind something if you haven't at least adopted it. So it strikes me that the motion to rescind is out of order.
She did
the
not
motion.
Make a motion to rescind. She gave notice of intent to reserve the right to bring such a motion next time. There's
okay,
no
well,
motion
again,
to rescind.
Again, my point is that a motion to do anything other than to accurately reflect what we did seems to me to be out of order. We either admit that this is correct or it isn't, and we move on.
Ted, I think you may be right.
Well,
I have to look it up, but thank you.
Well,
thank
what
you
is
for
the difference?
Bringing the point.
In
well, because we didn't adopt something, you can't rescind it if you haven't adopted it.
Well, we did adopt it, and we adopted it in the correct language. There was only one place it wasn't correct, and the report isn't going to the PNB, so it doesn't matter. I mean,
okay.
We were going to make a sheet that night. I mean, that for
mm-hmm.
that meeting, and it couldn't happen, and the board wasn't prepared to look at it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We already knew there was a correction, and we tried to get it into the packet, and it was too late, so we were going to bring a sheet with the correction on it.
Well, perhaps those who object to the rescission can move the amendment to the correct language. That will solve that. That's
we only put it on the agenda because we thought Terry asked us to, and since he's not here to talk to it,
sure.
What is...
Madam Chair, Don White here.
Yes, Don.
Yeah, it seems to me that in as much as we have not adjourned, I think we probably stayed in session largely just to spend a few minutes on the last agenda item, which I think is kind of the, I don't find the wording, but is it like the mandate or the priorities of this committee? So I don't think I'll make a formal motion, but maybe with unanimous consent or something, I would suggest that we spend about 6 minutes just putting out what members believe are the priorities or the important agenda items of work for this committee and make a list of those and then discuss them more completely at the next meeting.
I think that's a good idea.
Is there anyone left that is in the New York, Washington area where it's after 11, or are the rest of us in the Midwest and the West?
I think I'm the only one still here.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to suggest
our
chairs.
I was going to suggest a 15-minute cap on this so that we actually do leave at 11:30. My time, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, I agree, because out of respect to the West, the East Coast people.
Is that okay with Melinda?
Melinda's an hour behind us. She's still
she's muted, but she's
said, yep.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Thank you, Melinda. Well, I think that's a good idea, Don. Maybe we should just have a loose discussion of what we consider priorities. If I may, the guidelines, the manual, and I had asked Les to give us a little help by pointing out what needed work on that, and his answer, I think, was pretty much everything. But I think he does have some ideas, but I don't think we can wait for them because I know he has other priorities right now. But maybe within that or separate issues, we can list them. That would be fine.
So the manual, just for clarity, the manual is a manual that would be distributed to all five signal areas with kind of guidelines for the elections and so on.
Yeah, the Fair Campaign Rules and guidelines for management and staff and candidates.
And maybe
the volunteers.
It would collate all the stuff, whatever the national supervisors put together, whatever the various signal areas, whoever put the past policies and procedures, so that, for example, the kind of vote count that we had at those procedures would be in there. How do you deal with duplicate stuff? I mean, we had a procedure at KPFA, but this would, and that has, I've sent that out to people, which we, when Les was local supervisor, we followed, but you know, put these things out. That's what we were trying to work on. And I think we still should do that.
Yeah, good
idea.
Because
I
have an
election. I'd like to put out there for y'all. And that is, I don't recall ever discussing the protocols for meet the candidate events. We're supposed to benefit from one another's experiences, and there are a variety of ways that people can meet the candidates before voting. I think two or three events are required or have been here in Houston for the elections, face-to-face meetings with the candidates. And I think the election committee would be served well in each area. Les has told me that he's going to leave these meet the candidate events up to each individual election committee, but we could at least give them the insights of what's happened throughout the system.
That's a good point. Yes, that's exactly the kind of thing we should be working on. We all had different experiences, and if we pool them, we might come up with some good guidelines.
Mary Burke
here.
That's
true.
Mary?
Harrison, are you still here, Harrison?
I am.
I put your, you know, in the minutes here. You had made that suggestion that Terry wanted to put, that I got you to send me, and I thought that's really a good idea. So that we do have that on the, it's in the minutes. I just typed them in. The idea that, what you'd suggest was ways where the candidates could reach the members, and also how to make interesting, engaging, I haven't got your quiet language, but it's in here. So I think we need to maybe, should we form a work group to do that, or what?
to write this sort of book? I think we're all going to have to work on this really hard.
Well, yeah. It's
how to divide it up.
Yeah.
Are there other items we should be working on besides this, things that are coming up?
This is Harrison.
Harrison.
Am I mistaken, or are these two issues? It seems like the manual is like how to do the elections, the mechanics of it. And that seems to me to be separate from the how do we generate interest in the election. Am I
right. That's two issues.
Oh, okay. I think that one of the really important priorities should be, you know, how are we going to get a quorum?
Yeah.
I mean, just whatever the heck we can
Absolutely.
Come up with.
Well,
you know, I mean, I think we should do some brainstorming and we should do what we can to work with Les. He seems real concerned about that. And you know, just whatever we can do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, each station has an outreach committee, but some of them are less effective or more effective than others.
Well, some aren't doing anything.
And some aren't doing anything, yeah. And the question
some don't
is,
exist at this point.
Oh, really? Are there stations that don't have them?
And I'm not sure that I think that many our outreach committee, I think, is mostly concerned with how to get more members rather than necessarily how to get them to vote.
Mm. So you think that this committee should focus on getting people out to vote?
Well, and to run. Mm-hmm. To run. I mean,
to run, okay.
Yeah, before they vote, we have to get, if we get a good pool of candidates,
mm-hmm.
I think Melinda made this point before,
mm-hmm.
you know, then we'll be able to get people out to vote, but it kind of would be backward to try to get them to vote when we have a rotten pool of candidates because they won't come anyway.
Well, if I could butt in here, one way to get some interest in the campaign might be to get a couple really rotten candidates.
There you go.
Voting.
Hey. Well, gee, we can find those.
How about George Bush? Can we run him?
Let's see.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of eat it. I ate today, so I'm going to get real sick if people start with that.
You laugh, but you want to know what we did during one of our fun drives? We actually had people calling in at KPFT that were actually giving gift donations in the name of Tom DeLay.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
It's a fact.
Did anybody believe you?
No, yeah, I mean,
they sent him the membership thing over at his office in Sugarland.
Oh man. Somebody has a weird. I found what Harrison said. It was at 11:20. You know, Harrison, mm-hmm. you suggest it's in the minutes that we approve. Formation of a working group, but maybe it's the whole group, to discuss how to help candidates reach the members and how to promote interesting dialogue and debate during the election period. And Terry wanted that on the agenda in June, so we're kind
how
of
to,
talking about it now.
Okay, read that again to me slowly. How to help candidates reach members?
How to help candidates reach the membership
members.
And reach the members, and how to promote interesting dialogue and debate during the election period.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry had wanted that on the agenda, but I hadn't had the language in time to, you know. It's on this part right here. So
good enough. All right. Let's
that can go in the handbook, too.
Definitely. Well, we have two issues here, three, actually.
I've got another one, and that is how to stimulate people to join the elections committee, not ours, but the one that is run by the local election supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. That's good. Thank you. I believe only one station now has a local election supervisor.
Yep.
So I'm going to repeat, what Les said is if you have any possible candidates or contacts for candidates, please have them contact Les. And, have him, you know, inquire as to whether this is a person who really might be good or interested. All right, so we need to think about this. We are too few people. We're going to have to reach into our own stations and get other people to help us writing up parts of these, collecting data, sorting what's already been written, and asking what the supervisor thinks is worth saving and what is not.
you know, also, we're going to need less to give us the rules, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. that apply to all five stations, because mm-hmm. we've had incidents at KPFK where the local election supervisor makes a ruling mm-hmm. that didn't seem quite logical. For example, we actually allowed candidates to call in to shows on KPFK, you know, public affairs broadcasting, so long as they did not give their last name or discuss in any way the fact that there was an election. But that seemed to me to violate the spirit of using the radio to campaign. Because we had a woman who was running whose first name was very unusual, and she had a habit of calling in public affairs programming and discussing, you know, international, national, local events. But, of course, she was not mentioning the election or the fact that she was a candidate. But that just seemed like kind of a violation of the spirit of...
Oh, boy.
We had that rule, too, but we didn't use first names. No one could call in with any name. And I called in to, I believe, an LSB report program, if I'm not mistaken. I was not on the air, but I called in with a question or a comment. And someone recognized my voice and named me on the air. So much for that rule, you know.
Yeah.
That didn't help any.
So we'll need to get... really comprehensive regulations as to just the restrictions on candidates using...
Yes, I think Les is a little bit more likely to give the local supervisors independent choice on some of these issues. I would like to see more uniform rules, too. I think it will save an awful lot of time in terms of...
I think on this one it's going to be pretty uniform because we've had a lot of abuse. Yes, we want to use the air, not to do the campaigning so much as to... That doesn't let people know... The biggest problem I found with listeners, and they tell me this in the phone room and all over the place, they get really disgusted with the whole process because these people make a minute-long statement, and all the statements sound alike because everybody sounds, they all love the mission and they love peace and democracy and blah, 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 blah. So they're all tweedledee-dees and tweedledee-dums, and how do you ever tell the difference? And
That was
the biggest problem. In 4 years, we have not been able to get questions that catch them out and show what why A is different from B. So that's not a thing we can put in a manual, but it really needs a tremendous amount of creative thinking. And I'm sure Les is going to have rules to prohibit that kind of... people shouldn't be calling in to shows. And then, of course, they could always be identified, or if they had an unusual first name. And this, and then they make some grandstanding statement that sounds wonderful. And I think that's really highly... inappropriate.
Well, that's the kind of thing we should be writing up then. I think we've used up our 15 minutes.
I think we have.
I think so, too.
So I thank
more.
You all.
One more.
Yes.
One good,
more.
Good.
Carolyn, you sort of brought it up, and it would be, I don't know if I'm pushing the envelope, and I don't know if this exists, but what kinds of penalties should programmers be aware that they are facing if they violate the election rules?
They lose a certain amount of their airtime, and we kind of have some guidelines for that, I think.
I think we need to. I don't think they're uniform across the network.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
And that's going to happen.
And enforcing them is the problem. It's going to take a lot of goodwill and cooperation between management and the supervisors.
Well, we had it happen
for sure.
KPFA.
Yeah.
People did this. And
all of this written down. Mary, have you got these ideas?
Yeah, I'm writing these down here.
And we'll put them on the list so people who are not on the call can chime in and try to organize this. Would someone like to make some sense of this, perhaps, for the next meeting and outline what we've talked about and what other people talk about?
I think that's the job of the secretary.
I'll do my best. And then I'll send it
all
out.
Right.
Try to get it out early. Uh-huh. And then
right.
So that you guys can all
Well, just a brief comment on that. Maybe we should all be thinking of the table of contents of this handbook, because the table of contents should include a well-thought-out sequential kind of move through the election. So maybe at the next meeting, all of us could have, like, well, what would we see as the table of contents for such
good
a
good idea.
Handbook?
All right. You look at the ones that have already been written. There was sort of a manual, but it's a bit of a hodgepodge of memos and motions, but the table of contents will give you at least some of the categories that you want, and then you can organize them more logically. Well, thank you for a wonderful meeting, Kipul. I'm hearing no objection. We are adjourned. Thank you so much for meeting, people.
Thanks to all of you.
Yes, thanks to all of you.